potpourri of various different halachas they gave for Rosh Hashanah, Seres HaMetshuva. There's a few things. There is a minig Erev Rosh Hashanah. There is a minig to fast on Chatzos. You do not need to make a Kabbalah beforehand, if there's, since that's a standard minig. Person wants to make that minig. He does not need to make a Kabbalah. But person does want to make that minig and starts doing it, he should speak out that this would be nadir in case there's some point in time where he's not able to do it, for whatever reason, he's not going to be able to kind of do it. It would be preferable to speak out, be nadir. And you know, Tahara and Erev Rosh Hashanah, especially even in Erev Yom Kippur, so we go to the mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah. Person should keep stuck Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ba'ayin Yafa. I have many things I'm collecting for. So, okay. Hosafos that we are the changes we make in tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. So we add the four hosafos of Zachreinu and Micha Moicha and Uchsoiv and Besefer. Any of those, if a person did not say them, he does not have to go back to repeat them. If a person realized before he finished the bracha that he forgot it, a person should go back and insert them. The changes of a Melech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. The Melech HaKadosh is again Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech HaMishpat again during Seder Shemechuba. So Melech HaKadosh is clearly Ma'akev. If a person says a Kel HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh, he can correct himself technically deeper, which gives you a very minimal amount of time, about a second, possibly a little more than a second, but about a second to correct yourself. The person does not correct himself immediately, so he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. HaMelech HaMishpat is a machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Minhag Sfaradim is they say that's ma'akev. Minhag Ashkenazim say it's not ma'akev because you might say you mention Melech HaMishpat HaMishpat. So you mention Melech HaMishpat in the bracha. So therefore, where the Minhag Ashkenazim is they say that you're yotzi, you do not have to go back and correct it. Even according to Ashkenazim, if you realize Tekle Dibur, you should correct yourself. Because there's an argument to say that, you know, that it's not so partial. Regards to the Menhagim of Aseres HaMetshuva, so there, in Rosh Hashanah there's a Rachman, we add in benching a Rachman, Yechadish Shalit Aseres HaShanah HaZois. Some people have the minig to continue that throughout Aseres HaMetshuva. There's a guy in which Bechlal deals with this, you know, with Chazal say that the Ksiva is on Rosh Hashanah and the Chasimah is Yom Kippur, and we're davening until the Nilah, we keep saying Uksoiv Kasveinu. We should be talking about chasimas, not ksivas. So the Gaon is masv, but that during a Aseres HaMetshuva, if a person does tshuva, etc., even if there was a ksiva, the raw, that ksiva could be changed the toiv. So the bakasha is the actual chasimah is not till the end of Yom Kippur. The bakasha of ksiva is in conjunction with the fact that the person is able, through tefillah, etc., tefillah, tshuva, and staka, to change any ksiva which was the ra of the type. There is a minug, or there's a more that says there's a halacha called pas halter. There's an isser of chazal asur pasakum. Pasakum is bread which is baked by a non-Jew without Yisrael being involved in the process in any way. If Yisrael is involved for Ashkenazim, if Yisrael is involved in the process, even minimally in the baking process, in the baking part of it, the actual in the oven, that's considered Pas Yisrael. For a Sfaradim, it has to be a much more significant contribution. For Ashkenazim, that's sufficient. If Yisrael is not involved at all, so there's an issue of Pasakim, Chazal Asher Pasakim, we want you to eat together with Goyim, you might come to, by eating together with Goyim, you might come to be Misarv with the Goyim, and then Chas V'Sholom, intermarriage. So Chazal Asher Pasakim. There is a Kula, the Shulchan Aruch mentions already in the halachas of Pasakim and Yeridea. Notice Pas Palter, that if this concern is that this created a relationship, etc., there's a kula, the palter was the baker, and his, so you're not creating this, you know, this warm, fuzzy relationship with the baker by eating bread with his bread. You eat your neighbor's bread, so you might come to eat, that creates a relationship. Your neighbor sends over nice, fresh bread, and you eat it together, so eventually you come to get connected. Pas Palter. Now, Pas Palter is a kula. And the language over there is that there are places which are noyig to be mekel on pas palter, and there are some which are not. But the Rama says over here that even those which are noyig the whole year to be mekel on pas palter should not be mekel on pas palter during the Aseres HaMetshuva, from Rosh Hashanah through I guess Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, hopefully it's not like the person should be relevant to eating pas paltar. I do want to point out that there's a Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Mem Beis that he points out that really on Shabbos also a person should be machmer and not eat pas paltar. He should only eat pas Yisrael. So what does this apply to? So this applies to bread. It also applies to many mezonos which have a din of pasav b'kistan. Anything which has a shame pas on it, we spoke about pasav b'kistan at different times, anything which that pasav b'kistan is a form of pas, it's a form of pas which the derech is to eat it as a snack as opposed to as a meal, and therefore it has certain leniencies in regards to how you make a bracha, rishon and a bracha, achrona, and washing, etc. But betzim it's pas. So anything which has a status of pasav b'kistan, there's a din of pas Israel, pas paltar, pas akum on it. Now this is a kula, by the way. I understand this is a kula because if it's not pas, would not have the lochas of pas. It's bishul. So donuts becomes a very fascinating question because donuts are boiled and they're deep fried, which is a form of cooking. So it's a fascinating question what their status is in regards to possible b'kistin, in regards to benching, etc. If you learn that they're not considered bishul, so they would have dinner bishul akum on them. So bishul akum has its chumras and its kulas. There's no heter palter by bishul akum. The fact that it came from a bakery is not a heter by bishul akum. It is a heter by pas. So pas actually, but they're calling it pas is a kula. It's not a chumra. So this isn't the answer to cookies, pretzels, crackers, all these different things. So if they're during the Seder Mitzvah, a person should be makar only to use pas Yisrael, not to use pas palter. Now, the chumra of pas akum, of that they answered, they only answered if there's pas Yisrael available. If there's no pas Yisrael available, so then there's no chumra to not to use pas palter. Even the people which are machmer and pas palter, not machmer if there's no pas Yisrael available. So it's impossible for the Jews to make bread. So then everybody agrees you can use the pas of the palter. So what's called available? So that's, you know, so we assume that in the city bread is available. What about mini mezonos? So if mini mezonos are available both in a pas Yisrael form, there's no bakery, the people making privately, they're making bread, that's all they're making, there's pas Yisrael bread available, there's no mezonos available, so then you would have this heter that it's not available, so then it's going to be mutter. Now let's say it's available, it's of lesser quality. Right, so you have, let's say for argument's sake, you know, the person says that he finds that Oreos are a different quality than Lieber's sandwich cookies. Right, so there's pas Yisrael available. Lieber's is pas Yisrael. It says that's not called available for him. Oreos is Oreos. There's nothing in the world like Oreos. You know, is that a heter or not? So actually, it is somewhat of a heter. The scenario which is brought down in Halacha is a case where it's not talking about Oreos, but it's talking about bread. If you have palter bread available, which is of better quality, and you have pas Yisrael available, which is of lesser quality, and you're a balabais and you have guests, you would like to give them of the better quality. That's called not available. The lesser quality is not available because you want to give them the better quality. So that's called, for your purposes, you don't have what's available. So that is one scenario where you would say that heter. So I guess you could apply that to potential scenarios. But in general, the person during the Seder Simei Tshuva, and the truth is really on Shabbos also, it's relevant according to, if pas is available for mezonos, etc., a person should not use pas. Halter on Shabbos or Yom Tov.